The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shavuot, Daf Gimel. Today's Daf is being studied. The Ani Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Eliyahu ben Allegra. Ruach Hashem, Tenihem begin Eden. Amen. We begin today's Daf on Bet Amud Bet, and we are starting two lines from the bottom, right from the beginning of the Gemara. Mechti, the Gemara says, let's analyze. Tana Mimakot Salik. Our Tana is coming off from a Masechet Makot, which we just finished. Mai Shena De Tani Shavuot. What's the reason why, right after Makot, you came to Masechet Shavuot? Mishum De Tani, because at the end of Masechet Makot we learned, Hayav Alaro Shetayim. Echat Mikan Ve'echat Mikan. When we talked about the Pe'ot, so we said that if a person cuts his Pe'ot off, even if he gets one atra'a, one warning, don't cut your pe'ot off, and he cuts them off at separate times, he gets two isurim. So therefore it's one warning, even one act simultaneously, he does it together, he gets two different isurim. Rashi says on the bottom, ala rosh, ala kafat rosh etayim, dea pe'at ketiv, with it pe'ot, upe'ah lashon sof pe'katzeh, pe'ah is the end, that's the end where the head meets the face. That's why we call it a pe'ah. Sofa rosh, the beginning where it connects to the face. Kemo lefat yam lefan nir makom chibura gulgolet im alehi. The place where the skull meets the cheekbone. Vem makom atzda'in. It's the sideburns, like we call them. So it says, ve'al hazakan shtayim. If a person cuts the beard, so also you get two. Shtayim mikan v'shtayim mikan. Two on the right side and two on the left side. Ve'had b'lemata, and then one in the center. Rashi, ba'al hazakan shtayim mikol tzad. Bet sda'im, two sides. Lefi shaleh'i rachav keneged sda'im, v'yesh lechod davar rachav katzeh l'shne sda'im b'rosho. So you have two sides, two corners on both sides of the head, right? Ve'had b'lemata, and then you have one by under the chin. So therefore, since we learned at the end of Masechet Makot, that the certain items, this one you have two for, and this one you have five for, so our Mishnah now begins, show you other items. There's two, that's four. There's another Avon of Shavuot. Now what? So it says, Hada de mechayev alea tarte. So since we learned in Makot, Hada Rashi, Azara, one warning that you can be mechayev, two different Averot, two sins, right? So that's similar to Shtayim Shen Arba. And therefore that's the connection between Makot and Shavuot. Normally when a person has an Avon, you only get a Malkut or an Avon for each Azara. If a person is warned, don't eat Halev, and the guy eats 10 kizetim of Halev, he only gets one Isur, because he only got one warning. But here by Peot, is a case where you get one warning and you get to Isurim, because the Isur of Pe'ah, each one is a separate Isur. And therefore, just like that's one warning that you have two items, or let's say by the Zakan, it's one warning and you have five. So similarly, we say in our Mishnah, Shtayim Shen Arba. A similar concept. We have two Isurim that really are four Isurim. That's the connection between Masechet Makot and Masechet Shavuot. So then the Gemara says, Tana Shavuot Shtayim Shen Arba. Good. Now the Gemara has another question. The Gemara over here, HaMishnah, tells us a few examples of Shtayim Shen Arba. What's an example the Mishnah gave? Shavuot is one. Yediot HaTumah is one. Shabbat is one. And Tzara'at is one. Now, in Masechet Shabbat starts off, Yesiot HaShabbat, Shtayim Shen Arba. Over there in Masechet Shabbat, it doesn't tell me Yediot HaTumah, Shtayim Shen Arba, Shavuot, it only tells me the Shabbat. Why in Shavuot did the Mishnah need to give me all the examples of Shtayim Shen Arba? Masha'enken in Masechet Shabbat, for example, you only gave me Shabbat, you didn't discuss the other three. Shtayim says, Mai Shena Hacha Detani Lehu Lekulehu. Why over here by us that the Tana put all of them? If not, Rabbi Nigaim as well, Delokatani lehu lehu lehu. Wait, they didn't list all of them, it just listed the specific item. That's the she'elah of the Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Shivu'ot v'yidi'ot atum'ah. Tegebe hadadi ketivan. V'damyan hadadeh b'korban ole v'yored. Tane lehu gebe hadadeh. We have two things that Shivu'ot and Yidi'ot atum'ah are similar. Number one, they're written in the same parasha. If you open up Vayikra, Perek here, you see back to back the law of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah and the law of Shivu'ot Bitu Shvatayim. So since these two are written in the same parasha, they go together. Furthermore, the punishment of these Avonot are the same. Or the Kapara, I should say. What's the Kapara? Korban, Oleh, Ve'yored. So since they're written in the same parasha and they share the same Kapara, so our Mishnah already is going to list Shivu'ot and Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. Ve'aydi de Tana Tarti. Already once we have said two out of the four, Tana Kudu. Then already we're going to say the rest. Which means the reason, really, our Mishnah is not interested in telling you all four. But once we're going to tell you two out of the four, because the two are connected to each other, somebody said two, give the other ones as well. Now, She'ekin and Masechet Shabbat, we're just discussing Shabbat. There's no reason to bring the other three. Well, for that matter, in Mar'ot, Nega'im. Comes the Gemara and continues. Comes the Gemara and says, "Patach b'shivuot u'mifaresh yidi'ot atum'ah." Another question. These are all the technicalities of our Mishnah. You started off Masechet Shavuot, Shavuot, Shtayim Shen Arba. Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, Shtayim Shen Arba. And then you explain me Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. Why did you start with Shavuot? Go to Yidi'ot HaTum'ah and then you explain me Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. Now, Tosfot says, I'll answer you a simple answer. The Gemara a lot of times does that. Where it starts off with one item, then it goes to the second item, and then it discusses the second item first. That's not such an abnormal style. Only problem is, if that was the case, the last item was not Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, the last item was Sara'at. So if you're going on what he left off with, he should have discussed the Sara'at Shtayim Shen Arba. So you can answer that over here. So back to the question. Why did the Mishnah start off with Shavuot, go to Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, and then explain Yidi'ot HaTum'ah? So the answer is, Aydi Dizutrin Milayu Pasik Share Lehu Vahadar Taneh Shavuot Dinifishan Milayu. Since the laws of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah are relatively small compared to the laws of Shavuot, which are expansive. So first, the Gemara wanted to start off with Yidi'ot, and therefore, Shalilu, Shalilu Rashi says Matir Otan, which means the Tana allowed himself to explain and finish with these halakot first, because they're small, in comparison to the laws of Shavuot, which means let's discuss the small item, get it out of the way, and now we'll discuss the major item. Now, even though Tosfot asks, if you compare the laws of Shivu'ah of our Mishnah, which is Shivu'at Bitu Sfatayim, that's the Shivu'ah of Lehara Ulehetiv, right? A positive one or a negative one, right? I'm going to eat or I'm not going to eat. That's Lehara Ulehetiv, that's Bitu Sfatayim. Bitu Sfatayim Shivu'at are relatively small compared to Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. So what's the Gemara been answering? Oh, Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, Nefishi Milayu. I'm sorry, Zutre Milayu. Small item. Mashkin Shavuot is big. It's not big. Yidi'ot HaTum'ah is bigger than Bitu Sfatayim. But Tosfot says, all the Shavuot put together, and if you take all the dips of types of Shavuot, Shavuot Shav, Shavuot Chicken, and so on and so on, they're Nefishu Milayu than the case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. So it's not like a Bitu Sfatayim. You're right. If you're putting Bitu Sfatayim against Yidi'ot HaTum'ah, for sure, Yidi'ot HaTum'ah is more. But the whole sugya of Shavuot, they're more expansive than the case of Yidi'ot HaTum'ah. Therefore, put Yidi'ot HaTum'ah first, get it out of the way, and then we'll start the subject of Shavuot. Comes the Gemara and continues. Now the Gemara is going to explain what we already know, because we explained this yesterday when we read the Rashi in the Mishnah. It's going to explain to us, what does it mean, two that's four? Shivuot Shtayim Shen Arba. Shtayim She'ochal Veshelo Ochal. The Shtayim that's written in the Torah is futuristic. Lehara v'lehetiv. Right? Lehara is for the negative, and lehetiv is for the positive. By the way, when it says lehara v'lehetiv, I'm explaining carefully, positive, negative. It doesn't mean bad or good. There's no bad or eating or not eating. It's not necessarily bad or good. It means a positive or a negative. Davar v'fucho, hen v'lav. So therefore, the Torah, Isur of Shavuot, is future. I will eat, I will not eat. Shehen arba, achalti v'shelo achalti. And what's the four? The other two that are derived from derashot are past tense. I ate, I swear I ate, I swear I did not eat. So those are the two that are four by Shavuot. Furthermore, yidi'ot tum'ah, shtayim shehen arba. Shtayim yidi'ot tum'at kodesh, v'yidi'at tum'at mikdash. Shehen arba, kodesh u'mikdash. So yidi'ot tum'ah is two, that's four. Shtayim, what are the two? Yidi'at tum'at kodesh, v'yidi'at tum'at mikdash. Which means, he knew at one point that he was tameh, and then what? He forgot that he was tameh, and then he went into the Beit HaMikdash. Or he knew at one point that he was tameh, then he forgot and he ate something that was kodesh. That's the classical case of yidi'ot tum'ah, where he knew the tum'ah and then forgot about it. Shen arba, kodesh u'mikdash. That what? That he was tahor, the guy. I'm sorry, the guy was tameh, but his yidi'ah was, he knew that this was the place of the mikdash, and then he forgot. Or he knew that this item was kodesh, and then he forgot. Meaning the yidi'ot are in the kodesh and the mikdash. That's the arba. Whereas the shtayim, the yidi'ot are in the guy. And the arba, the yidi'ot is in the mikdash or in the kodesh itself. Yitziot Shabbat, shtayim shein arba. Again, yitziot Shabbat, it's two, that's four. Shtayim otza'ah de'ani, ve'otza'ah de'ba'al habayit. Shein arba, hachnasah de'ani, ve'hachnasah de'ba'al habayit. As we learned, the Torah only talks about hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means bringing out to the Rishut Harabim. Now, we talk about Ba'al HaBayit and Ani. The Ba'al HaBayit is in the Rishut Yahid, and the Ani is in the Rishut Harabim. So, look at the Torah, we discuss either a case where the Ba'al HaBayit took from the Rishut Yahid and put it in the Rishut Harabim, or the Ba'al HaBayit was standing in the Rishut Harabim and he took from the or the Ani that was standing in the Shut Rabim, I should say, and he put his hand into the Shut Yahid and took out. So in those cases over there, that is Hotza'ah. That's time. Shin Arba, that's what Hachnasa. Where either the Balabai that's in the Shut Yahid brought into the Shut Yahid, or the Ani that was in the Shut Rabim put into the Shut Yahid, and therefore that is considered Hachnasa. Those are the two that the Mishnah says, time Shin Arba. What about the negaim? Marot negaim, shnayim shen arba'a. Shnayim se'et u'baheret. The two main ones in the Torah, the primary ones, are called se'et and baheret. Shen arba'a, se'et v'toldotea, baheret v'toldotea. The subsidiaries of se'et and baheret. Okay. Now the Gemara begins its analysis of the Mishnah. Mane matnitin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Ishmael ve'lo Rabbi Akiva. So we're struggling to find an author. It's not Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Ishmael. Why? E Rabbi Ishmael. If you're telling me that the author is Rabbi Ishmael, ha'amar, eno hayav ela ala atid lavo. Clearly. Rabbi Yishmael holds, you only hayav a korban hatat on Shavuot la'atid. You know, hayav korban on Shavuot l'sha'avar. So it doesn't work from Shtayim Shein Arba. What was the Mishnah telling us, Shtayim Shein Arba? There's two that are really four. That why that any of the four Shavuot can be hayav a korban. Can't be Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael says, you know, hayav on the avar. The Rabbi Akiva, and if you tell me Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar, Ale'alem Tum'ah, Hu Hayav, Fenu Hayav Ale'alem Mikdash. Rabbi Akiva cannot be the author of the Mishnah, because of the second case of Mishnah. The case of Yidi'ot Tum'ah, Rabbi Akiva says, you only hayav a korban where you forgot that you were tameh. But if you forgot the item was Kodesh, you don't bring a korban on that. So he doesn't know that the Shtayim Shein Arba by Tum'at, Mikdash V'Kadashav. So memanavshach, it can't be to be Ishmael because of the resha, because of Shavuot. It can't be to be Akiva because of the sefa of Idiota Tumah. So who is the author? What is Iba Etema, Rabbi Ishmael? Iba Etema, Rabbi Akiva. Okay, you can go either way. I can learn the Mishnah ben Rabbi Akiva, ben Rabbi Ishmael. How? Iba Etema, Rabbi Ishmael, mehen lechiyuv, umehen leftor. Learn the Mishnah totally different than the way you learned it. But it says in the Mishnah, Shtayim Shen Arba, so you learned it, Shtayim, that really are four, that you hayav on all four. Who told you to learn that way? Maim, it's Shtayim Shen Arba, but some of them you're going to be hayav korban on, and some of them you're going to be patur korban on. Just because the Shtayim Shen Arba doesn't mean you're going to be hayav korban on all four. Shtayim Shen Arba, two of them are korban punishable, and the other ones are not korban punishable. Baram Tosfot says, Vim Tomad, בשתמה, כי מוכר כרבי ישמעאל, אף אגב, דיינו חייב אלא על העתיד, מקום מקום שפית הניבוש שאבא הוא אין וכבד אסורה, במזיד. אבל כי מוכר כרבי עקיבא, אמה איתנו לכלל, כבד השוגג הוא, ואומר את הקורבן, ומקום מקום חשיבו שפית של אבא הוא אין וכבד אסורה בשוגג. Which means, if you don't have to bring a קורבן, according to ישמעאל, what is the משנה שתיים? שתיים של ארבע. נפקא מינה for what? If you don't have to bring a קורבן, then you did it בשוגג, so what's your liability? Tosfot says your liability is you did avon mishogeg, so it is avon. But did you did a mishogeg? So that's what says. Shtayim shen arba. The Mishnah tells you shtayim. If you did a mishogeg, you become a korban. The other shtayim, meaning the ones less shavar, they're not punished by korban. But it's you did a sin mishogeg. Good. Vibayetemar biakiva. I can learn the Mishnah zekal biakiva also. Behen nechayuv behen leftor. Same thing, same answer. In the Bi Akiva, when it came to Yidyota Tuma, I could say two, that's four. What's the pshat? Two, that's four. Two that you're going to be Hayav Korban on, meaning if the person forgot that he was Tameh, and he walked to the Beit HaMikdash, and he remembered Hayav Korban, or whatever you want to hit, and there are four that if you did not know you were Tameh, but you remember that the item was Kodesh, and then you forgot, so in that item you won't bring a Korban, it's Asur. He didn't need sur, but you don't have to be a korban. So the same thing, the way we learned to be Ishmael, we can learn to be Akiva. Good. Shtayim shen ad mehen lechayuv, umehen leftor. So Gemara says leftor. What do you mean? You tell me that he can be patur. Hadumya demarot negaim ketani. Ma atam kulehu lechayuba. Afaken amekulahu lechayuba.
We don't accept this answer we just gave. You can't tell me how Mishnah is telling me. Sometimes you hayav, sometimes you patur. Because the Mishnah, one of the four cases is marot nega'im. Se'et, baheret, and the other two. Now the other two, if you make an isur with them, which the Gemara will tell us later, how do you make an isur with sara'at, you're going to be hayav. You have to make a korban on all four situations. So therefore, the fact that it puts sara'at in this Mishnah, it's mashed as a chayuv on all four cases. Don't give me this answer. Two of them, you're chayavan. The other two, you're not chayavan. It doesn't fit the paradigm in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's cases are all chayubin, as shown by the case of tzara'at. So therefore, we're back to the question. Who's the Mishnah going like? It can't be to be Ishmael, it can't be to be Akiman. Don't tell me me'em liftor, because we're not going to go, we're not going with between him over here. The cases are all chayuv. So come to get what it says. Le'olam Rabbi Ishmael. Oh. Now let's review the question. What was the question against Rabbi Ishmael? How can you tell me Shivuot, Shtayim Shen Arba? They're going to tell me two, that's four. And you tell me what? He owes that on the four, on the second two, that was the Sha'avar, you're opening a Qurban. So Amishal doesn't say that. Amishal says two, that's four. Especially Hayav and all. And don't tell me Ptur, because we're talking about Hayu over here. Well, it says, V'chi lo me'ayev Rabbi Ishmael Sha'avar Qurban. When did the Bishmael say on the other two, the Sha'abah, you're not going to be Hayab, that's Hayab, you're patur from a Korban. Abal Malkut, Hayuve Mechayev. But if the guy made a Shivu'ah, the Sha'abah, b'mezid, he's going to be Hayab Malkut. So indeed, the Mishnah is discussing all Hayuvim over here. Shtayim Shen Arba. The Shtayim, you're going to be Hayab Korban, and that's La'atid. And the Shtayim, the Shem, Abar, you're going to be Hayab, Malkut if you did it b'mezid, as well as, by the way, the first two also. The first two if you did it b'mezid, you have Malkut as well. So the whole Mishnah is discussing Hayuvin. Two that are four. That in all four cases, you're going to be Hayav Malkut. Now, this is a Hadush. Because a Shivu'a, the Cha'ora, a Shivu'a, is sometimes a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Not all the cases. We'll see which cases are lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Where do you see that on a lav she'en bo ma'aseh you're going to get malkut? I'm starting a big hadush now. Shivuot, shtayim, she'en arba. There's four shivuot. You're going to get malkut on the shavuot if you do it b'mezid. Who said this over here? Rasos keder Rabah. We found Rabah. The Amar Rabah b'firush Rebeta Torah Shavuot Sheker Dumyad Shavuot Shav. Okay. There's a type of Shavuot in the Torah. It's called Shavuot Shav. What is Shavuot Shav? The Shavuot is a wasteful Shavuot. It's purposeless. It's Shav. A guy sees a man. He says, I swear the man is a man. What are you doing? Shav, what's the purpose? I swear the rock is a rock. There's no purpose to that shivua. That's the second it comes out of your mouth, boom, shav. There's avon already. You committed the avon. You wasted the shivua, or you make a shivua on something that's pashut, not like that. Ish isha. I swear that this is an isha, and it's not. It's an ish. So you're making a shivua shav. The Torah clearly writes the isur against making a shivua shav. It says, Lo tisa et shem Hashem elohecha lashav. It's one of the Ten Commandments. Ki lo yinake Hashem et Hashem yisad shemo lashav. Two times it says in the word, pasuk, lashav. Don't say God's name and swear lashav. Ki lo yinake. So I said, hey, listen, you're not going to be clean for punishment. Ki lo yinake. You're not going to be clean. Hashem yisad shemo lashav. Now, what does it say, Shav, Shav? So Shav, Shav teaches me that not only on Shavuot Shav, but also on Shavuot Sheker. What is Shavuot Sheker? That's the Shavuot of our Mishnah. That's Bitui Sfatayim, the Sha'avar. What's the case? Ma Shav, the Sha'avar. Just like Shav is the Sha'avar, meaning the second you make the Shavuot, you're over. I swear the rock is a rock. You have it right there. Boom, Shavar. It's already done. The Avon is done the second you do it. Yes? I swear to each is each. It's Shavar. It's not something you have to wait for to be over. You have it immediately. Av Sheker Namel Shavar. Oh, so to Sheker is also going to be a case of a Shavar. Give me a case of Shavar. The Gemara explains. Bishtama Achalti Velo Achalti. Kedirabah. Okay, let's go slow. Let's discuss the Sha'avar cases. Achalti velo achalti. I swear I ate. Now, if you didn't eat, ya'ayav right away. Or I swear I didn't eat. If you ate, ya'ayav right away. So therefore, even though there's no ma'aseh over there, at the time that you made the shivu'ah, there's no ma'aseh. The hadush of Rabah is just like the Torah's mehadesh, by Shivu'at Shav, that even though it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, special chidush in the Torah that says, ki lo yinakeh, which means you're not going to get off of it. It's ma'aseh at what? It's going to be a punishment. God's not going to let you get away with it. He's going to punish you in Olam Abba. But it sounds like somebody's going to punish you in Olam Hazeh. Which means God's not going to let you get away with it, meaning it's ma'aseh, God's going to handle you in Olam Abba. But somebody's going to handle you here. Who's going to handle you here? Bedin. Also, we have a hadush. Shavuot Shav, even though it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, lokin. But the pasuk says Shav, Shav. They come and tell me there's another type of Shavuot that's similar to Shavuot Shav, that's also going to get Malkut, even though there's no ma'aseh. What type of Shavuot is that? Shavuot Sheker l'Sha'avar. I swear I ate. Right away, you're there. If you didn't eat, bingo, you're there right away. I swear I didn't eat. If you ate, you're over right away. Good. So those two, the Hadush of our Mishnah is you're going to get Malkut. Now let's discuss the future. Let's discuss outside. The future Shavuot. I swear I am going to eat. Okay, the guy says, I swear I'm not going to eat. Not to swear, I swear I'm not going to eat. And then he comes to eat. I know why he gets smoked, because he did a ma'aseh. Breaking the shura to a ma'aseh. I swear I'm not going to eat, and he ate. Good, that's no problem. But the problem we have is, I swear that I'm going to eat. And he doesn't eat. That's a lav she'embo ma'aseh. And we don't learn that from Shivuachav. The Shivuachav cases only teach me the Shavab. The future case is only one out of the two cases that's considered a ma'aseh, where you swear I'm not going to eat and you eat. How are you going to know in a case where he swears to eat and he does not eat? Why would you get malkut in that case? Got it? So three out of the four cases were covered. The two Shivuach Shekel of the Shavab is Hadush. That's considered the Ketuv. The Shavab, there's no ma'aseh. Hadush, just like Shav is Hayav, Shikr is Hayav. But one of the future ones, I swear that I'm going to eat, and then you don't eat. That's Lav Shem Moses, Gemara says, Bishlama akhalti velo akhalti kidraba. The past ones, the Shavat, that's Lava, Hadush, Shavat, Shav. Shelo okhal ve'akhal, I'm not going to eat, I swear I'm not going to eat, and he ate, Namel Lav Shem Moses, Ela okhal velo akhal, Amai Lav Shem Moses. Exactly. When the guy swears I'm going to eat and he doesn't eat, it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Why would the Ishmael say now, Mishnah, that you're going to get malkut on that? Because how are we learning the Mishnah now? Shnayim she'en arba. Two that are four, that you get malkut on all of them. And that fits in good with the Mishnah. Because we're talking about chiyuvim. We're talking about korban. Nah, leave korban. We're talking about chiyuv malkut. What do you mean by that? You shouldn't get malkut on them. Period. Rabbi Ishmael is the author of our Mishnah. He subscribes to the opinion that says on Lav Shem Moses, you get Malkut. So what do you want? Lav Shem Moses, you get Malkut. So finished. Look at the Rashi now. Let's read the Rashi inside. Uchde Rabah. If you're going to tell me Shavu'al Sha'avar is a Lav Shem B'Maaseh, how are you going to get Malkut? Azeh Lokin K'daraba. The Beperek Gimel Aminina Shelokin Al Shavu'at Shav. V'yafina Mechilo Yenake Hashem. Hashem Hu Delo Yenake. Which means God is not going to clean you in this world. Avad Bedin Malkin Oto. God's not going to clean you in this world, but somebody else is going to clean you. Who's that? Bedin, Kareem Malkut. Uparchin and Allah, Ashkehan, Shavuat Shav. Vunishba, Lishanot Tayadua. Shavuat Shav is a case where he wants to change something that's obvious. Kegon, Allah Ishu Isha. Vadaibit Shuzahav. The Shabbat was the first Shelo Shelklum. Kemom Shavu Mahalasha. Shavuat Sheker, Minalan, Shavuat Shelo Nikar Imimet Imlav. Ve'amnin lashav lashav bet pa'amim. Why does it say in the pasuk lashav lashav twice? Im enu enyan l'shavu'at shav. If it doesn't have an application to shavu'at shav, tenau enyan l'shavu'at sheker. Ve'amar avatam ach shavu'at sheker dekamar bina mirbuyad l'shav l'shav lo riptat tura el l'sheker l'shavar. It's only including sheker l'shavar, which means you over immediately. Just like shav, you over immediately. Sheker, you're also going to be over me. What's that case? L'shavar. Kegon achalti or lo achalti. Shemesha'a shenishba. The second he swears, yatsa shavua mepiv l'sheker. The meal is over. Either you ate or you didn't eat. So whatever you're going to swear, I ate, you didn't eat, you're over right away. Tumiyad l'shavuat shav. Tadahaki afkor b'lashon shav l'vrad l'shavar kamayli. Ma'a shav l'shavar nishba. L'shod yadu avar l'shavua mishirta mepiv. Good. B'shtama achalti velo achalti. If you're going to tell me achalti velo achalti, that's the pesos kilomar. Shen arba lo mashkachatla. You're not going to find four cases of malkut. The bishtama al shtaim the shavad laki kedraba. Va'al lo uchal ve'achal namen laki delav shizbo ma'aseu. The bishaha she'achal aval alo tishami'u v'akila ma'aseu. The eating is going to be over. The future case is no problem. However, uchal velo uchal lav shizbo ma'aseu. Shemela biyoshev eno uchel over ala shivua. I swear I'm going to eat. When is he over? By sitting and not eating. And therefore, the Shavuot Shina L'Shavuot Lo Trabim L'Shavuot L'Shavuot Pa'amim Da'amin Du Miyad L'Shavuot Shavuot L'Bita Kasabar B'Yishmael בכל התורה כולה, לאו שאין בו מעשה אלוקין עליו מזיק לרבות. Very good. So it's לאו שאין בו מעשה, and therefore so it's covered. Let's just review what we're holding. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Ishmael. And he holds לאו שאין בו מעשה אלוקין עליו. And the שתיים is שתיים להבא, that's the two in the Torah, להרע או להטיב. And you're going to be hayav malkut on those, even though one of them is a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. And on the other two, that's she'avar, you're going to be hayav malkut because of Rava's hadush, that she'av comes to include sheker, which is considered a she'avar. Only problem is, if that's the way you're learning, kashya d'Rabbi Yohanan ad'Rabbi Yohanan, we have a stira against two statements of Rabbi Yohanan. D'amar Rabbi Yohanan, halakha kistam mishnah. Stop right there. Al Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. Shevuot Shtayim Shein Arba. Stam Mishnah, correct? So Rabbi Yohanan holds halakha like Stam Mishnah. That means he goes like Al Mishnah. That means Rabbi Yohanan must hold Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh. I'm sorry, he can't look in Allah like Rabbi Ishmael. Only problem is, we found another Stam Mishnah that holds Lav Shein Bo Ma'aseh and looking. Rabbi Yohanan, make up your mind. If you go like Stam Mishnah, the Chaura, you're contradicting yourself. The Itmar. We have a statement. Shivu'a she'ochal kikar ze hayum. We had this case already. Guy says, I swear I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. Ve'abar hayom ve'lo achala. The day passed, he didn't eat it. What do you do? Rabbi Yohanan v'Reish Lakish. Da'amre tarvayu eno loke. Both say you don't get malkut, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yohanan amar eino loke mishum da'avi lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Oh, clearly, v'chol lav she'en bo ma'aseh eino kin alav. So clearly Rabbi Yohanan says lav she'en bo ma'aseh eino kin alav, but you hold like Stam Mishnah. And now Stam Mishnah says lav she'en bo ma'aseh eino kin. Now, by the way, Reish Lakish has a different reason over here. Why you don't get malkut in that case? Reish Lakish amar eino loke atra'at safeki. Atra'at safek lav she'en atra'at. Oh, what's Hatrat Safek? Maybe Shaki says like this. Really, from the Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, you'll get Malkut. So why, when a guy says, I swear I'm going to eat this item today, and the day passes, why doesn't he get Malkut? Because you cannot give this guy Hatra'ah. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right? Sunset is at 6. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, tell the guy, don't eat, you got to eat this item. You swore you're going to eat, you better eat it. And he doesn't eat it. It's no ra'ayah that he didn't eat it to rebel. I can say he didn't eat it because he still has more time. And therefore the hatra'ah has to be tuch kedid dibur of the isur. And therefore, since it's not tuch kedid dibur of the isur, don't eat. Okay, and the guy, at 4 hours later, he didn't eat. The hatra'ah they gave at 2 o'clock doesn't apply. So you can never give a hatra'ah on an item where there's always more time. I can say maybe he's not eating. Maybe the reason he's not eating is not because of he's rebellious against the hatra'ah. He's not eating because he has more time. That's called the hatra'ah tzafik. And therefore, a normal hatra'ah has to be hatra'ah where within tokin the dibur, the guy does the isur. Here, he cannot do tokin the dibur. He's not doing the tokin the dibur. It's not indicative that he's over because he has more time. That's why the Shaki says you don't get malkut. But the point is, clearly you see Rabbi Yohanan holds lav she'en bo ma'aseh in lokin alav. How then was he able to say alakha kastam mishnah which is al mishnah? Because the Gemara says Rabbi Yohanan stamach alina ashkach. What do you want? Rabbi Yohanan found another stam mishnah. Why? V'chvichil is the only stam mishnah in Shas? He found another stam mishnah. Hey stamma, what stamma did he find? Ilema, haistama, maybe found this stam mishnah ditnan. Aval, hamotir betahor, vashover betame, eno loke et arba'im. It's mishnah, pesachim. Two cases. Motir betahor. What is it, motir? Notar. Torah says, don't leave over from the Korban Pesach till the morning. Hamotir, he leaves over. Torah says, what over here? Eno loke. That's motir betahor, and then what's shover betameh? Torah says, listen, etzim lo tishberubo. Do not break a bone from the Korban Pesach. When does it say you cannot break a bone? That's only when it is a Korban tahor. But if it's a Korban tameh, there's no law of etzim lo tishberubo. So we have two cases. Hamotir betahor, veha shover betameh enoloke. Now, I don't know the reason of this Mishnah. The Gemara is going to tell me the reason. Pishtama shover betame. I understand why shover betame. You're not chayav malku dikti. Ve'etzot shberu bo. Bo means what? Bekasher ve'lo bepasul. Good. So for sure you're not going to be over malkut on breaking a bone on a pasul one. Aval motir betahor my tama. But motir betahor, why don't you get malkut? Lav mishum David lav shem bo maase ve'chol lav shem bo maase. En lokin alav. How do you be over notar? By doing nothing, by being passive, by just letting the time lapse and leaving it over. And the Mishnah is clearly saying, no malkut, must be because lav shemu maase, and that's a stam Mishnah. So what do you want? Rabbi Yochanan found another stam Mishnah like him. Rabbi Yochanan, because lav shemu maase, in lokin. Our stam Mishnah? Leave our stam. He found another stam Mishnah, Pesachim, that says clearly, motir, in lokin, because it's lav shemu maase. The Mishnah says, wait. It's not so pashtut that that's the reason of the Mishnah. Umimai did Rabbi Yaakovi, da'amad lav shemu maase en lokin alav. Who told you the reason of that Mishnah follows Rabbi Yaakov's logic? We're going to see Rabbi Yaakov in a second. That holds the reason of the Mishnah is lav shemu maase. Tilma Rabbi Yehudai, because it's a machlok with Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yehudai. How do you explain that Mishnah in Pesachim? Rabbi Yaakov explains, it's right, like you said, lav shemu maase. But give me another reason why notar should be patur. From Malkut. We learned this reason already. What's another reason why notar should be patur from Malkut? Because it's fixable. Because it's a leaven itak. What does the Torah say? Lo totirim amenu ad boker. Anotar amenu ad boker v'esh tisrofu. Oh, so I can, that's the reason why you probably, I can tell you, lav shemu maase, you get Malkut. The reason why you don't get Malkut on notar? A different item. Umishum deba katuv niten ase acha lo ta'ase. Because there's an ase after the lo ta'ase, which means to tell me leaven itak, but maybe if it wasn't for that reason of love and itak, you'll get malgut. Detanya, lo tutinu minu ad boker. Tamu minu ad boker, betusofu. Ba'katub niten ase, ahalot ase lomar, she'en lokin ala dever biyudak. Let me see the biyudak's reason of the Mishnah. It's a lab and itak. It's a lab that's fixed by the ase. Rabbi Yaakov said, lo min Hashem uzeh. Rabbi Yaakov said, no, that is not the reason. Ela b'shud avi lav she'en bo ma'ase. So therefore, we have a machloket in that Mishnah, which is the reason of the ptud of notar. Rabbi Yaakov says, lav shem bo maase. Who told you the reason is really like Rabbi Yaakov? Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we like to tell you, lav shem bo maase, yeh malkut. And what's the reason of the Mishnah by notar? Lav and itak. Now let's explain the logic of a lav and itak for a second. What's the pshat in that? I was over a lav over here. I did a transgression. I was notar. I was motir. Now the next morning, I burn it. How does the burning erase the avon that was done the night before? So look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Very important Rashi. We saw it in Makot as well. Ahar lo ta'ase im totir. Which means the onesh is the aseh. That she's learning lav and itak is the pshat. You did a lav, you have an onesh. Whatever the onesh is. How do I get this onesh off of me? The way you get the onesh off you is by doing the aseh, that is like kapara for the avon. So it erases the onesh of the avon. Okay, once I erase the onesh of the avon, so if I can get punished for such avon. Which means, really, lav she'en bo maase lokin, according to the Shita. Therefore, you're left over. You're left over. Hayav malkut. Oh, that's an onesh. You know what? There's another way. There's two onashim over here. Either you can take the malkut, or we'll give you another onesh. Burn the item. Burning the item will serve as the onesh. Good. But problem, we're back to the square one again. Rabbi Yochanan, you hold lav she'en bo maase en lokin. That we have, as he said it in his own words. But you also told me a rule, Rabbi Yochanan. You hold that what? Stam Mishnah. Halakha ki stam Mishnah. And you just told me, our Mishnah is going to be Ishmael. Our Mishnah and Shavuot. On that bit. And you told me the Bishmael subscribes to the Pidnav Shem Bumase. Lokin alav. Rabbi Yochanan, we're back to the question. How could you hold like Stam Mishnah at the same time hold Lav Shem Bumase and Lokin? So the Gemara says, Elahai stama ashkach. He found another stam mishnah and shas. We found another one, and this is going to be the keeper. This one we're going to keep. Shivua shelo ochal kikar zu. Guy makes a shivua. I'm not going to eat kikar zu. Shivua shelo ochlena veachla, which means the guy over here made two shivuot. He made simultaneous shivuot. Shivua shelo ochal kikar zu. Shivua shelo ochlena. He made a shivua on a shivua. Double shivua. I swear I'm not going to eat it. I swear I'm not going to eat it. Veachla. How many is going to get? It says, "Eino chayav ela achat." You only chayav one isur. Why not two isurim? The Chaurai went against two shivuot. Rashi on the top. The mahar shenishba alav shivua rishona neeseret alav. Once he made the first shivua, the bread is forbidden to him. I swear I'm not going to eat it. V'chi hadar ishteba havile nishba lekayim et mitzvah. Already now he has a mitzvah. This guy not to eat this bread. Now we learned already, nishba ala mitzvah is nothing. And then for the second shivua, he's swearing on a mitzvah that he has existing already. And then for the second shivua, it's not hal. There's no korban in that such a case over there. Oh, so again, let's get the case again. Shivua shelo ochal. Shivua shelo ochal. Ve'achla erohim elachat. Zui shivuat bitui shehayavim azedona makot. Vashigegata korban ole v'yored. Oh, it says this type of shivua is called shivuat bitui, an expression of verbal shehayavim, that you're going to be hayav al zedonak makot, that if you do it bemezid, you're going to be hayav makot va'al shigegata korban, and on the shogeg you're going to be hayav korban. What was the guy's shivua here? I swear I'm not going to eat. That means what? If he eats, he did a ma'aseh. That's what it says in the statement. This is the type of shivua that if you did it b'mezid, you'll get malkut. And if you did it b'shivua, you're going to get korban. Why if you did it b'mezid, you're going to get malkut? Because to transgress this type of shivua, you have to do a ma'aseh. I swear I'm not going to eat. How do you transgress it?
Eating.
By eating. Oh, so the Gemara makes a diyuk. Zui de hayavin al zedona makot. This type of shivua, you're going to be hayav makot on. Aval, ochal velo achal. If he says, I swear I'm going to eat, and he did not eat, lo lake. Why? Because it's a lav she'em bo ma'aseh. So we found the stam mishnah in Shas, that Rabbi Yohanan's going to hold like, that what? That's going to say again, I swear I am going to eat. I swear I'm not going to eat. He said it twice. So the Mishnah tells you a side hadith. By the way, forget about the second shivua. Second shivua means nothing. Because you shivua already on a shivua that you made already. It's shivua la mitzvah. Yeah, I have one. And then the Mishnah says, by the way, this is the classic case where if you didn't b'mezid, you have malkut, and b'shivua you have korban. Why is it classic? I swear I'm not going to eat, and you ate. Oh, you did a ma'aseh. Mashma, that there's another type of shivua in this category that you're not going to get malkut. And what is that? I swear I'm going to eat, and he did not. So you transgress passively. Beautiful. Why are you not going to get malkut? Because of what? L'ashem u'maaseh. So Rabbi Yohanan found the stam mishnah. Only problem is, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you wrote the mishnayot. You contradicted yourself. You wrote two stam mishnayot, one stam in Masechet Shavuot, this other stam. Where is this other stam mishnah? Let's find it for the accuracy. The stam is lekaman, also in Shavuot, also Masechet Temura. Chaurar, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you put two stams that are against each other. So the Gemara asks this question. Says Mechdi, Hai stamma ve hai stamma. You have two stams. My hazeh de avid ki aistama li avid ki aistama. Rabbi Yochanan, why did you choose the stam mishnah that says nav shemu maaseh en lokin, and you didn't choose our mishnah that says nav shemu maaseh yeh lokin? You could have went either way. V'netamech. Before you ask on Rabbi Yochanan, let's go ask on the author. V'netamech Rabbi gufeh hechi satam man hacha acheh ve'acha acheh. Rabbi HaKadosh himself, How did he sotem in one place one way and it's another place another?
Ela mikara savalav shemo maase lokin alav.
Originally, the Ben Rakadosh, when he started writing the Mishnah, the Shivor, Tishita was what?
Lokin alav, so he was sotemit. Vistameh. And Vistameh, he wrote it. Vehadar savar en lokin. Then he changed his mind.
So you know what?
Vistameh.
And then he was made a second Stam Mishnah.
So hey, if you made a second Stam Mishnah, delete the first Mishnah then. What are you confusing us?
The first Mishnah did not move from its place. What's the Pshat? So now she's going to explain it, we'll read it inside. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh drilled this Mishnah into the heads of the Talmidim. Shavuot. Shtayim shen arba. You get Malkut on all of them. The student says, but Rabbi, there's no Maaseh. Lav she'emu Maaseh Elokin alav. You learn this Mishnah. Later on in his life, you know, I don't want to agree with that Shita. I agree with that. Lav she'emu Maaseh Elokin. So he wrote another Stam Mishnah. So why did he get rid of the first one? He couldn't get rid of it because already it was embedded in the heads of the Talmidim. So therefore, he didn't want to delete it from the book, but he assumed that the Talmidim will figure it out on themselves. Why did our rabbi later on say something else? Ela must be Hazar bo and Mishnah Haruna Ikar. And the second Mishnah is the Ikar. Therefore, he kept the first one.
Look at Rashi now. Rashi says, U'mishnah lo zaza memekoma. U'mishnah rishona fapish Hazar bo mistimata. Even though he was Hazar from the stima.
Since already the Rov Talmidim knew that's Mishnah, what are you
going
to say? Forget it? Scratch it? He didn't remember it. He left both of them.
The smart one.
And Rabbi Yohanan was that smart one. Rabbi Yohanan figured it out. Because he saw two Stam Mishnayot, he figured out, that was Mishnah Rishona, would it be held like that? That Rav Shimon said, Yelokin? And then they found that after that, it must be we, he was Chozer Bo. Now, I found an interesting Rabbeinu Bachya to give a remez from the Torah on the fact that Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh En Lokin Alav. Where is the Rabbeinu Bachya? Merubachya is in Perashat Shofetim. It says in the Pasuk over there, Arba'im Yakinu. You give the guy 40 makot. Lo Yosif Pen Yosif. Don't give him extra, like we learned. Lo Yosif Pen Yosif Nakoto Al Ele Makaraba. Don't give him Makaraba. Don't give him a great Makar. So the Merubachya writes like this. We know there are 365 Mitzvot lo ta'aseh. Some of the lo ta'aseh, there's no chayuv malkut. So he says, the only ones that are chayav malkut are the ones that have a ma'aseh. How many out of the 365 have a ma'aseh? He says 207. The rest, other 160 some odd, they don't have a ma'aseh. So he writes, it says Makkah Rabbah. Rabbah Gematria 207. Makkah you're only going to get on the Rabbah, on the 207. But on the other ones, you're not going to get Makkah. That's a nice remez that what? That the Rav Shemu Maaseh, Enukina. But the Maaseh, we come out that our Mishnah is Mishnah that is Nidhit. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen, amen.